The epistle, which was just recited, is the longest of the entire liturgical year. And it's on that epistle that I would like to speak to you today. How often it is in our life that we forget our total dependence on God, that thought maybe not always so present to our mind. We think to ourselves, I'm strong. I can do it on my own. By my own strength, I'll accomplish something great. And how often we let these thoughts into our heart without maybe not even realizing that they're there. We think to ourselves after a violent temptation, I overcame that temptation. I had bad thoughts, but I pushed them away. Or you didn't want to say your rosary, but you buckled down, you did it. Okay, I said my rosary. I didn't want to say it. I wasn't in the mood, but I buckled down and I said it. And how often we forget in those moments that though we cooperated with the grace of God, it was only by the grace of God that we accomplished any of those good things. It's not that we of ourselves, because we're so tough or we're so strong, did it. No, it was the grace of God moving our will towards that good. St. Augustine writes, without grace, men can do nothing good when they either think or wish or love or act. St. Thomas Aquinas, treating of the corrupt nature of man after the fall, writes, but in the state of corrupt nature, man falls short of what he could do by his nature, so that he is unable to fulfill it by his own natural powers. And of course, our blessed Lord said, without me, you can do nothing. So how often it is that we don't think about just how dependent we are on the grace of God to accomplish anything good. We really like to think of ourselves as independent, especially if we're adults. You know, I've got it all under control. We like to think of ourselves as not needing anyone else, as being completely self-sufficient. But that can be very dangerous, can't it? Because we think about who was the first person who really thought of himself as self-sufficient, as being completely, in and of himself, all he needed. It was the devil. It was Lucifer. He became complacent, we might say. He took pride in those perfections that he really did possess. And of course, he really did possess them. We know that unlike us, God created the angels different, right? We learn over time, we gain knowledge, we increase in skill the more we do something. But we have to take in stuff from outside through our senses and learn it. It's the only way we can learn it as human beings. But the angels were created exactly as they were, with all their perfections, all the powers of their nature. And Lucifer realized this. Nothing wrong with realizing it. But the problem was is that he took it unto himself as if somehow he was responsible for the perfections of his nature, which is not true at all. It came directly from the goodness of God. And it had nothing to do with him whatsoever. And what happened to Lucifer when he became complacent, when he thought of himself as self-sufficient, he fell. He lost the friendship of God. And the same thing will happen to any person that becomes complacent, that gets themselves into the mindset that their own discipline is sufficient for them to avoid sin, to stay in a state of grace. A lot of times we like to think of ourselves as getting on well. We've been doing really good. I've been praying my rosary, blah, blah, blah. Okay, good. You've been cooperating with the grace of God. But let's not forget that it is the grace of God which is allowing you to do those things, and it's not coming from yourself. We have to keep that in mind. We have to stay humble. St. Paul understood this so well, did he not? He just talks about if he's going to boast, he's going to boast only about his weaknesses. And then he goes on to say, and lest the greatness of the revelations should puff me up, lest the fact that God specifically chose me to be his mouthpiece to the Gentiles, to raise me up to this station, lest that should become my own undoing, the grace of God become my own undoing through my own pride, there was given me a thorn for the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. So God allowed Paul to be grievously tempted to remind him, to get it into his head, that it was not, Paul did not make Paul great, God made Paul great. His grace made him great. Concerning this, I thrice besought the Lord that it might leave me. Paul didn't want to deal with that temptation. None of us really want to deal with temptation, but we have to. It's the natural course of things in this life. And he has said to me, referring to God, my grace is sufficient for thee, for strength is made perfect in weakness. We think about all the saints in history. Our Blessed Mother is the example par excellence of that saying, my grace is sufficient for thee, for strength is made perfect in weakness. Because if we have the mindset that we're going to do it ourselves, why do we need God's help? God doesn't want to help us. We can't receive his grace if we don't want it. We look at Our Lady, humble, realizing, she replied in the Magnificat, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices at God, my Savior. She gave everything back to God. She said, everything good about me, he gave to me. He gave to me in the form of his grace. If you read in the story of a soul, St. Therese's life, towards the end of her life, she was probably at around this time, maybe 24 or in her 23rd year. She says, quote, oh, how happy I am to see myself imperfect and to have such a need of God's mercy. And you think she's already a great saint at this point, undoubtedly, and she's a Carmelite sister there. They are, religious are bound to tend to perfection of their state. But she says, oh, how happy I am to see myself imperfect and to have such a need of God's mercy. She did not have a shame about her weaknesses, her imperfections. She rather took a delight in them because of her confidence in the grace and power of God. She said, I'm little, I'm weak, I can't do it, but God can do it. And if he's promised me that grace, if I keep myself humble, if I realize that it's all from him and not for me, he's going to raise me up. How important it is for all of us to keep that in mind. So let us be on our guard against that self-sufficiency. Let us always remember that any good we accomplish is by the grace of God. Let us pray for that grace every day. I mean, that's the reason we go to Mass, we see the sacraments. God gives us grace to do his will. Let us keep these words of St. Paul in mind. Gladly, therefore, I will glory in my infirmities, that the strength of Christ may dwell in me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.